Social media can really have drastic effects on young people's minds. I'm quite sure that almost everyone here has used social media. Often teachers and adults talk to you about how social media is bad for your generation, and it's so annoying, isn't it? But honestly, they are not wrong. The brain fully develops at the age of 25. The so-called prefrontal cortex is the last one to fully develop. This means that when children are online, they see tons of videos, and if they get a like on their post or a positive comment, their brains release pleasure hormones. Now, this means that many of them will try to get more attention online, because, well, if you get a happy feeling, you just want more and more of that. And because of that natural feeling, teenagers are especially at risk. This is not good for their mental health, and it can also have a huge impact on teenagers' lives. For example, you often see many beautiful, well-trained and successful people online. Those people seem to be much better than you are. So this can give teenagers a sense of hopelessness, even though on some level they understand it is not realistic to compare themselves with famous people. Another part of social media is obviously online filters, which can be seen on Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. While I was researching for this TED Talk, I found a story of a 26-year-old woman. She decided she wanted to look like a specific Snapchat filter she'd seen online, so she went to a doctor to get surgery. If you think that this was just one case, you are wrong. She was not the only one, and this trend has become more popular lately. If we speak about social media or the internet in general, we have to keep in mind one thing. What goes online stays online. This could be anything from a post about a controversial topic to a picture of a cute-looking puppy in the garden. So we need to remember that a post has the potential to really have a negative influence on your daily life. For example, many companies check the social media accounts of their applicants. So if they find worrisome content on your accounts, they might not want you in their workplace because of something you posted or shared. Now, social media also contains bullying and catfishing. Catfishing means you have a fake profile and pretend to be someone else. And because you're behind a screen, nobody knows who you really are. This is a troublesome trend, and so common that catfishing was officially added to the dictionary in 2014. Catfishing is a problem in many countries, but especially in the US, the UK, and Australia. So what is my message? Social media is great for many things, don't get me wrong, but we really need to do everything we can to stay safe online. Don't forget the real world out there as well. Talk to your friends, your family, and remember that the beauty you see on the outside on social media doesn't necessarily matter, but rather who you are on the inside. Thank you.